Well, good morning, friends. Happy Monday, the 21st day of December. We are exactly, 4 days out from Christmas, a birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hope everybody's doing well today. This is, I was playing you some music there. I thought you guys would kind of like the Peanuts gang. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio network. We're also on Eternity Ready Radio from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m., Monday through Saturday. Bear with us here 1 second. Got a PSA announcement. Well, have y'all been looking at your Christmas lights and everything and around the neighborhood and just kind of enjoying what's out there, seeing all of God's beauty? Isn't it just beautiful just looking all around the world, even with during our pandemic times? We're still looking at, people are looking at Christmas lights and just trying to enjoy the best of it the best we can. Good news is now is we got a second vaccine coming, so that's always a good thing. And we're just going to continue to pray, and we know that God has us. And we've only got, about 11 days left, and then we're going to be into the new year, and it's going to be a better 2021 for a lot of people. I want to remind you also, you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today on a Monday morning. Get coffee up. A little Dr. Funk this morning. All right, I've got Jimmy Stewart and the Deacons going to be stopping by. They're actually here. They're here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas at our iHeartRadio studio. Also, I am going to be Bible teaching today. Going through my archives, I've had people ask me, and I'm going to help you out the best I can. Can loved ones in heaven look down on you? I'm going to give you the answers to that. Stay tuned. You're going to enjoy that lesson. Okay? Also, here in just a little bit, before we get the deacon and Jimmy Stewart out, I've got a Bible devotion I'm going to be reading to you called God with Us. You're going to enjoy that too as well, plus some great Christmas music. How do those apples sound? They sound mighty fine. We get yourself coffeed up. You got a little bit of time before I get started here in just a bit. Yesterday I was cleaning Faith Studio 1. I could not believe the dust that was in our, oh my goodness, in our audio room. I just couldn't believe it. So I got a little bit of allergies this morning, but I'm going to get through this. What happens when you do it the day before? Crazy housekeeping, they just couldn't keep up with it, could they? All right, let's do our jumping jacks. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. And our Bible devotion today on December the 21st, that's right, 4 days before Christmas, it's entitled God with Us. You know, the book of Isaiah, friends, chapter 7 and verse 14, scripture says and reminds us, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and we shall call his name Emmanuel. You know, I've never come to Christmas without thinking of thousands of people who are lonely and troubled throughout this time of the year, and there's a lot of them. We've had psychiatrists tell us their schedules are overloaded with people who find the Christmas season almost more than they can bear because of loneliness and isolation. Well, let me remind you that Christmas is God's reminder that that we are not alone. In fact, God revealed in life, death, and resurrection of Jesus a reconciling love that rescues us from separation and loneliness. We are not alone. In fact, God has come down from heaven to tell us that he loves us. And during this Christmas season, you can be assured that Jesus Christ is here. He's with you 24/7. He is here to give us hope, to forgive us of our sins, to give us a new song, to impart faith, to heal spiritual wounds, if only we would let him. The Christmas message has not changed over 2,000 years ago. Christmas still reminds us that God is with us. So if you're lonely this Christmas, welcome Christ into your life, then ask Him to help you reach out to someone else who is lonely and show that person His love. Amen? Amen. Remember I was talking about on one of my monologues, if you go back on the Morning Brew Christian podcast on our Facebook page, which I encourage you to like us on there, we talked about you know, how you can be an ambassador for Christ, even during these pandemic times of loneliness for people. All right, stand by. We're going to do an intro first for You Got It, your favorite, The Deacon, The Deke, and then we'll do one for Jimmy Stewart. Stand by. You know, I really wish you could see this morning at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, the deacon, what he's dressed up as, and he's going to tell us here in a little bit. So let's just stop his intro, because this is just driving me insane. Let's give him some cheering. Let's give him a very long round of applause. And you know what? I want to go ahead and give him some morning crow this morning. That's right. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello there, Deacon Elf.
Hello there, CA. Now you calling me the Elf? Well, I did dress up before I came over here to Faith Studio One because I heard the one, the only, the Jimmy Stewart is supposed to be visiting this morning, and I see him out over getting himself a nice hot cup of coffee.
That's right. In fact, we're getting ready to intro Jimmy Stewart here in just a minute. But yes, we're going to get him for you. It's a wonderful life, as he always says. And
see, hey, you sound just like Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, I'm really blessed. I'm going to have you on three comedies this week. I just can't wait. We're going to have you today with Jimmy Stewart. Tomorrow we're going to have The Scrooge, and then we're going to close it out with The Grinch, so that ought to be pretty interesting.
But let me tell you something. That Grinch, he's been quite a character. Scrooge, I think I've kind of turned his arm around a little better, letting him know how to pick up trash, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean there, Deacon.
So anyway, CA, it's going to be okay. By the way, before you get ready, intro, Jimmy Stewart, the one, the only me, Mr. Jimmy Stewart, on It's a Wonderful Life, I want to tell you what I did real quick. Do I have just a second?
Sure, go ahead before I get ready to do the intro.
Well, CA, I gotta tell you something. I went down to the Tom Cafe. I had a mighty big breakfast before church yesterday, and it was delicious.
Yeah, what'd you have?
Well, you thought the IHOP had those wonderful, lovely pancakes. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I know that you love pancakes, but I'm gonna tell you something. Me and my lovely wife, Miss Mildred, we went down there to the IHOP, and we had ourselves some blueberry pancakes. Actually, I had two blueberry pancakes at CA, and she had two chocolate pancakes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good there, CA. You don't know what you're missing.
Well, I know. I might have to check it out sometime at the Turnip Cafe whenever I get a chance to go come down there and see you. All right, stand by, my friend. Let's do a little drum roll before I get ready to do his intro. Let's do some drum roll. There we go. All right. Getting ready to introduce him. You got it. Stand by.
That's right. We're going to stand by just for a second.
That's right.
Jimmy Stewart.
That's right. Jimmy Stewart coming up only and exclusively, one time only, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Stand by, friends.
Carolyn, carolyn, now we go. Christmas bells are ringing. Carolyn, carolyn, through the snow. Christmas bells are ringing. Joyous voices, sweet and clear. Sing the sad of heart to cheer. Ding, dong, ding, dong.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with extinct honor, tongue twister, that we introduce to you your friend, my friend, one-time appearance only with some clan clapping, large hand clapping, and some crow this morning, Morning Crow on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Jimmy Stewart. Hello, Jimmy.
Well, see, hey, how you doing? It's a wonderful life, and hello there, Deacon. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing just fine there, Mr. Stewart. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I'm doing fine and dandy. And you know what? It's a wonderful life. What can I say?
That's right. That's right there, Deacon. The Deacon says that's right there, just a Jimmy Stewart. Do you have some questions you want to ask? Because I'm a little lost here looking at Mr. Stewart. He looks like his hair's all slicked back, and he looks like he's got a 20-inch grin on his face.
Now, I'll tell you something there, Deacon. Don't you worry about a thing, because when Jimmy Stewart's around, everything's going to be absolutely cool. Have you had a chance to ever see my movie that I did? It's called It's a Wonderful Life. And I encourage you, Deacon, sit down with your lovely wife, Miss Mildred, and sit down and enjoy it, because it is. It's a wonderful life, C.A., isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, in fact, Mr. Stewart, we can always make it a wonderful life. But the only way we can make it a wonderful life is, number one, we got to have Jesus Christ in our life. And that's what's missing in America today. A lot of people say that they know him, but do they actually know who Jesus Christ is as a personal Savior? It's very important to have him in your heart and in your life, because that is the fulfillment that you need. It's nice to be around friends. It's nice to have your children around and your wife or your significant other or whatever it may be. But through it all, if you don't have Christ, guys, if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, what do you have?
That's right there, C.A. That's exactly what I told a lot of people about, and that's how come I do it the Jimmy Stewart way.
Now, Mr. Stewart, let me get a couple things straight. Do you sing?
Yeah, I can sing there when I'm in a good mood, and I found myself in a good mood there, Deacon.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, guys, I'm battling the allergies here at Faith Studio One. All right, Deacon, sounds like you want to be the host on this. So that's good. Now, you know that Jimmy Stewart can sing.
Well, he can. That's what he says he can do.
Well, on my movie, It's a Wonderful Life, if you happen to have watched it, you've seen that I changed my life around and I became a happier person, because it is a wonderful life. And Deacon, you sound a little miserable at times there, but you know, you better be happy.
Who, me? The Deacon's always happy, because C.A. can tell you, I have a cup of coffee in hand. I'm a Christian. I do love Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And me and C.A., we've shared a lot of fun time to time on what it's like with our lives and what God has done for us. Isn't that right there, C.A.?
Yeah, that's right, Deacon. I mean, we have. And okay, boys, now everybody get along. It's Christmas. This is all about love and everything, okay? It really is. And goodness gracious, what are we going to do with you two? Before I do this, let me say this. Jimmy, you got to keep one thing in mind. It's a wonderful life, and it is a wonderful life. But a lot of times with the wonderful life, you're going to have times to where things are going to get a little stressful. And you know what? What we got to do is we got to try to remember to maintain it. And we just need to remember that if we don't have Christ in our life, like I was saying, what do we have? So you got to stay strong, my friend. At least I do, and I do in my life. And I know that life will get me up and down. And it's vitally important. It really is. So I can't tell you guys enough. That's what happens a lot during the holidays. A lot of people argue, and a lot of people have disagreements. And it sounds like you and Deacon, I was thinking this was going to be a good idea, but I'm beginning to wonder now.
Well, I'll be nice to Mr. Stewart, that's he, eh? Don't you worry.
And you don't have a thing to worry about, because Jimmy's going to be very happy, and he's going to be very nice to Mr. Deacon.
That's right, because it's love. Acts of love, acts of kindness, and then you're a brother, and you know, you got your brother and brother in Christ, and you have a sister, brother and sister in Christ. We're all God's children, and he wants us to be nice and be kind, and it isn't just during Christmas. It's year-round, boys.
Well, I agree, C.A., and I learned a lot. I sure did. And Deacon, I'm sorry if I came across a little too strong sometimes.
Hey, that's okay. Same here. I don't mean to be strong either. That's just the way the Deacon is.
You know, boys, tell you what, I got a song for you to kind of make you laugh, okay? And this is an Alvin and Chipmunks. I've had this on a special request, and the kids may even like this. It's the Chipmunk song. You guys get some coffee, relax, and I want to wish both you and Deacon, I know you're going to be back again tomorrow. I'm going to on Tuesday with the, let's see, who did I say it was going to be? I think it was the Grinch or Scrooge. I believe the Grinch is coming by. So I know it was a short visit, Jimmy. I welcome you for coming in. I love your movies. I love your shows. Well, thank you, CA. I really appreciate that very much, sir. You know, it's a wonderful life. What can I say? That's right. It is. It's a wonderful life. We make the best of it. I know you like that word, wonderful life. And you and Deacon, go get a cup of coffee. You know, heck, go down to McDonald's down the street. It's not too far from Faith Studio 1 here in Fort Worth, Texas. And go and enjoy yourself and mask up. I know you can't sit down, but just kind of, you know, get you some coffee and sit outside and talk outside. It's going to be nice weather this morning. You know, that's a good idea. You want to go do that, Deacon?
I sure do. Let's go, Jimmy.
There you go. All right. All right. This, boys, this song, let's hope everybody likes this, the Chipmunk song. Go ahead and play it exclusively only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. What can I say?
Sing your song?
I'll sing mine. Yeah, let's sing it.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
Alvin!
Silver bells.
Christmas spirit, please reach.
Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green.
That's nice.
As the shoppers rush home with their treasures and the death of us in their lives.
Reach
and hear the dirty snow crunch and see your snotty kids munch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you'll hear people screaming for their lives.
Ricky, stop it!
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Watch your wallets.
Watch your mouth.
Ring-a-ling. Hear them.
Thank you.
Amen, the late, great Kenny Rogers. You know, I remember going to hearing him on concert with my parents in my younger years. Oh, what a gentleman he was. And you know, boy, I'll tell you, excuse me, guys, we lost a lot of people this year, and a lot to COVID-19, and a lot just, God just called them home. So while we're on that level, let's talk about today. Can loved ones in heaven look down on you? Well, I believe the answer is yes. Not just from my own experiences, but also others who have reported similar incidents. In fact, we were told about a thin veil between heaven and earth, and Scripture bears witness to the possibility of the movement from one to another. If you go back in Scripture, friends, in the Old Testament, we read the story of King Saul, remember him? Who asked to speak to the prophet Samuel. Granted, Saul made the connection through the witch of the Endure, if you go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 28. But God allowed that experience, Samuel asked. Why have you summoned me? He and Saul discussed the kingdom, and Samuel critiqued and embattled the embattled king. In fact, Saul asked for advice, and God allowed it through his deceased servant, Samuel. I encourage you to go back to Scripture, and you can read that. Now, we are cautioned, keep in mind, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18 and verse 10, not to seek out sorcerers and witchcraft. We always remember that. But the passage in 1 Samuel shows that it is possible for someone who has passed to revisit earth and even speak to us. Now, let me stop there for a second. I remember sometimes, have you ever been like walking? And sometimes you, when you're walking and everything, you may hear, like with me, I hear my late grandmother's voice or something. Or I hear somebody that I knew that has gone on to be with the Lord. Like, here's some stories. Reverend Stella Razun, she was an ordained minister, and she was a bereavement coordinator for a hospice. She writes, I have listened to many families that have shared how they've had their experience, the presence of the love of a loved one. After a loved one dies, many family members yearn for just a touch, a scent, a sign, to know their loved one is all right. The soft smell of their loved one's perfume, physically feeling the loved one's arms around the family member or the lights turned off without any reason. The experiences are precious and unique, but can also be painful after the special moment has ended. She shared, because I've done nursing home ministry, I did it for 7 years. She shares a story 7 years ago how she met a remarkable woman in a nursing home. She was in her 80s. Her name was Cora. She loved reminiscing about her life during World War II, WW2, the Depression and the rebuilding of the United States. Now, I've shared with the seniors that knew me back when I did nursing homes. They shared stories of wars and stuff and what it was like. Well, Cora shared with her about that her son Buddy loved his dog. They often played in the backyard, and of course they were cavorting around the perimeter of the yard, jumping over a tree stump, and they were playing peekaboo under the sheets, drying on a clothesline. Oh boy, the clothesline, the famous clothesline. Boy, that brings back a memory with my mom. She used to hang our clothes on a clothesline back in the 70s. I can't see a show of hands, but who remembers that? You know, you put it in a washer, and after you get out of the washer, Mom would shake it off with the basket, and then the wind, the cool wind, the breeze would just blow it as the clothing rods was hanging. A lot of people did that. Cora's precious Buddy died in the flu epidemic of 1918. Remember hearing about that. She grieved long and hard. Then one day, she heard the dog barking, and she looked up in the backyard and saw something that had not happened since Buddy became ill. The dog caroted around the perimeter of the yard, jumped up and down over the stump, and played peekaboo under the sheets, drying on the clothesline. True story. Cora knew the dog was playing with her invisible son, and a piece of her fractured heart began to heal. But there's an argument, and here's the argument. A common argument asks, why would someone in heaven watch what is happening on earth that would simply make them sad. But let me ask you to think about something. But what if God protects the deceased from the sadness and allows only what brings them as well as us joy? I've shared this with a lot of people. I've studied it in Bible college. We all need to be discouraged. Encouraged. Did I say discouraged? Forgive me. Let me repeat that. We all need to be encouraged. In fact, God is faithful in providing the boost of encouragement exactly when we need it. Can't the God who knows our hearts determine when and how to send a message of hope? Can he save our souls with a glimpse into the beautiful, into his beautiful world with the affirmation that our loved ones are with him? Sure he can. He can do anything. You know, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. You know, I want you to go back and think. If you go back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 1, the use of the word cloud implies a different entity, provides above us and enveloping us. In fact, within the cloud stands those gone before, cheering us on, praising God for a progress as we run with the endurance the race sets before us. Since we were told that guardian angels walk with us, which I do believe, and minister to us, which they can, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14 is a great example. Is it not possible that the spiritual realm around us might also include those that have passed? I think so. Let me give you kind of a biblical perspective, friends. God will give the saints whatever measure of knowledge they need for the greatest experience of happiness in God. Now, if they need to know something for the fullest experience of the joy in God, then they'll know it. He won't withhold what is needed for their happiness in him. Now, that was a great quote that I just read to you on a biblical perspective by John Piper. You remember who John Piper was? Now, in the New Testament, we read about the rich man and Lazarus. Remember, if you go back to the book of Luke, chapter 16, verses 22 and 26, records of the story of how the rich man looked up and saw a poor man and Lazarus at peace in heaven. The rich man realized it was too late. His mistake is not believing or not caring for the poor folks who have journeyed through his life. He asked Abraham to send Lazarus as a witness to his family to warn them about before it was too late. Abraham declined the request. But this passage underscores the fact that a deceased Abraham conversed across the spiritual divine. If those who are suffered in hell can look upward, it is not also possible under God's terrain for the reversal direction. So let me also go into this point when it's God's will. If you go to the book of Matthew, and I encourage you to read that whole book of Matthew chapter 17, the transformation account underscores how deceased saints may suddenly appear on earth. You know, Jesus is joined by Moses and Elijah, who talked with the Son of God in a moment of instruction for Peter, James, and John, as we will all remember. It is also a reminder to us that the saints in glory, when God's wills it, can travel back to earth. I remember hearing different stories about people that are down and out, but they've had an angel encounter. You know, and let me just stop here. Let me do my final thought, and I'm going to share something with you. Final thought on this, and you're like, see, what is your final thought? Okay, final thought is, we can't know everything that happens after death. We just can't. And truthfully, we probably don't want to know everything. Yet, I believe that God is so loving that he sometimes allows us to see or feel into another realm to remind us that he is always caring. And I'm telling you, years ago, I was reading an anonymous quote that someone sent me that still encourages me every day. You know what? Here's the quote. I want you to take it to heart. Maybe you want to write it down. Since God is with us and our loved ones are with Him, then they're not very far away. Let me share a thought with you guys, and then I'm going to share one more little thought, and then we're going to pray on a Monday. A lot of y'all, probably this year, you're ready to get it over with. Maybe you lost someone to COVID-19 you're close to, and I know you're probably like, see, why do you keep bringing COVID-19 up? Or maybe someone that you lost, a dad, a mom, a son, a daughter. You know, we just don't know. We always got to be God ready, like I've talked about. I honestly believe in my heart, just as I was teaching y'all and giving you some instructions of what Scripture says. Now, I'm not God. Don't ever hold me to a lot of things. But I really believe that God sometimes peels that spiritual rim curtain and lets a loved one see the good, not the bad, the good. Because remember, heaven's a loving place, if you think about it. Always remember that. But I really believe that God will peel back the curtain of heaven and let an individual see something good happening. One time I went to visit my grandmother. It was really shortly before my grandfather passed away at the gravesite. I always brought her flowers there for a while. There was always a cool breeze. And you know, in heaven, it's paradise. And I told God as I put some flowers on her grave, because I miss her dearly. She passed away in 1996. Wonderful grandmother. God couldn't have sent me a better one. Wonderful lady. But I remember as I laid the flowers on her grave. Well, we had actually, they had actually got, Grandpa and them actually got her a flower holder. We put the flowers, we watered it up and put the flowers on there. And I had, this was when, I, of course I did it, and I was praying. I said, God, can you just peel back that curtain and let Grandma just see me and I can give her a hi. I remember lifting my hand, just kind of waving it in this cool breeze, because there was a tree planted right there. This cool breeze of peace. So yes, I do believe, honestly, that definitely for sure, that there's a spiritual rim that sometimes God will let that happen. Same thing with my grandfather. He passed in 11 days. Believe it or not, a lot of y'all don't even know this. 11 days to the same exact day that my grandmother passed away. 11 days. Did I say 11 days meant 11 years? Forgive me. Too much coffee. 11 years on the same day. We buried him on the same day we buried Grandma. I went over there and I put flowers on his grave. Me and my son did. And I felt a cool breeze. In a hot time of the year when it was like in Texas, like 108 degrees. Can you imagine? Do I believe that God pulled back the curtain of heaven and allowed me to just kind of get a little, my grandfather get a little, you know, peek back of, you know, a little peek of me? Sure, the joyful part, not the sad part. Because when our body's in the ground, one day we're going to be resurrected. You know, those that are saved and have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior when He comes back. So yes, we're going to get resurrected from the ground. You know, you heard the old saying, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That's right. I am the potter, I am the clay. That's right. He made us. He made you. He made me. He made our different personalities. I had a guy the other day tell me, he said, see, hey, how do you deal with multiple personalities? I said, you love people. You love them. If you can't get along with them, you still be friendly and you walk away. You turn the other cheek as Scripture reminds us. That's what's wrong, I believe, in America today, is there's just not a lot of love. And I'm not even bringing the political stuff up. You know, whoever God wants to be president is going to be president. We just got to get over it. I mean, and I'm not trying to create a political uproar. I mean, whoever it is, it's going to be it. And, you know, they got a four-year term, then you re-vote again, you know, whoever you vote for. And I'm not saying who you voted for, who I voted for. But I do know one thing, that we need to, as Americans, try to come as close as we can to get back the love and bring back Christ. We need more revivals. We need, when the COVID and all that clears up, we need our church choirs back together. I don't ever see churches with church choirs anymore. I was sharing with somebody the other day, a family member. I said, I just don't understand why they don't have church choir back in. I know this was way back before COVID, you know. I just don't understand it. I understand they got praise teams and stuff, and that's fine. And Danny, hey, if you're on a praise team, God bless you. But please, bring, you know, If you're a choir director or minister or something at some of the churches that I know of, I can't encourage you enough later on. If you could do me a favor, and I'd never tell you or a church board or anybody, but think about it. Wouldn't you at least like to have a choir and get people involved? We talk about people wanting to get them involved once things end. How are you going to get them involved if you don't get them involved into singing in a choir? Maybe some of them are gifted and talented enough where they can sing. Now, I can't carry the best of tones, but other people can. Even though I sung in the choir. And I've got people that I know that are, worship singers, and I've got a lot of pastor friends, and I'm not picking on any particular churches, but I think that they need an injection. Some of them need an injection of reviving and praying and get together with your team. And once all this settles down, and pray for your church, pray for your people, be there for them. Have an open line, say, hey, my line is always open for you. I will tell you this, my line is always open for you guys. Not only do I do work for iHeartRadio, I am a minister in Christ, and I do love people, and I will pray for you. I am a prayer warrior, and I'll do anything I can with my God-given ability that God has gave me to help you and encourage you. So if you're discouraged at a church right now, you hang in there. You keep praying. And you pray for your pastor and the congregation, and you pray for movement. You pray just that. Well, I will tell you that. And if you need me to pray for you, call me up sometime. Or, you can always call me on the Facebook Messenger too, on the Morning Brew, and I'll answer it. We started getting calls on that. People have asked me, what do we do? Well, all you can do is the best you can do. And I bring it back up again because I love Billy Graham. On one of his sermons, he said that there's not a perfect church. You're not going to find a perfect pastor out there. You're not going to find a perfect associate pastor out there. You're not going to find a perfect Sunday school teacher out there, or even a worship director, or I call them music directors, whatever they're called. And you got to remember, I lived back in the 70s back then. You're not going to find the perfect church. But when we get to heaven, the church is the people. Actually, if you think about it, a lot of people say it doesn't make any sense. It actually does. It's simple. We the church, we the people. You know what makes a particular church? It's a group of gathering together, worshiping together. It don't matter as long as they're teaching Bible-believing, Bible-teaching. And I know some of these guys at some of these churches, hey, I know they got to report numbers in on how many they got saved, how many they got baptized. But let me ask pastor friends out there. Let me step on some toes out there to some pastor people that I know all across America, not picking on anybody. What's your numbers lately with, if you're doing numbers, and it's none of my business, but what is your numbers on salvation? Have you really enforced salvation? Have you really talked the talk and walked the walk and told them, hey, this is what it's like. This world's coming to an end soon. We got to, I want to help you learn about Jesus Christ. That's the problem. Some of these pastors in America need to have their toes stepped on, not really stepped on, but they need a fire and a desire. Don't let COVID bring you down. Get creative. Find ways. There's some people I know that do YouTube. There's some I know Facebook Live. There's some I know that do different kinds of things. But do not be discouraged. Let me tell you something. I got discouraged too. There was missed opportunities for me that I could have led people to the Lord, and I let God down. Pastors are at a higher level. They're not at a God level. Don't ever look at your pastor as a God, okay? You only worship and serve one God. They're just an ambassador for Christ, just like I'm an ambassador for Christ. So do me a favor, friends out there that know me and, people that are involved in your church and stuff. If you have to, give your pastor some advice and say, hey, when are we going to have a church choir again? I mean, I know COVID's going on, but when are we going to get the choir going? Or, the worship team's nice, but when are we going to get that going? Or, and I was wondering, is there any way you could bring up a sermon about salvation? And maybe later on have the revival, for goodness sakes. I don't know if it's going to take another year. I have no idea how long it's going to take to get everybody vaccinated up. I don't know. But I will tell you this, once things freeze up, I will encourage anybody that knows me in the Fort Worth area, you guys can get a hold of me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Feel free to give me a call and let me come out to your church and guest speak and tell you how I got into radio and tell you guys to let me share my story, my journey. That's what my friend Lori and her friend, Lori and her late husband, they talked about. They shared his journey. And, you know, it was touching. It reached a guy like me that was a little down and discouraged. I was a Christian guy, and I needed something kind of uplifting. And I remember Lori's late husband saying, you know, you just don't give up. You keep moving strong. And that's what it is all about, friends. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you keep moving strong. So please do that. Please don't give up. Never give up. Never give in. Don't throw in the towel. Okay? I'm not picking on anybody. It's just we need a wake-up call. Our churches need a wake-up call. They're going to have to bind together. It ain't all about showtime. I see there are some churches that like to put a show on. I'm not pointing fingers. It ain't about lights, camera, action. It's about let's get people saved. Let's tell them about Jesus. Let's be loving. Let's be a caring church. And by God, let's get the choirs back in. I'm going to continue to be an advocate like I am on masks. I'd like to see choirs back in churches later on once things clear up, you know, and it would be nice. You know, but if they don't want to do it, that's fine. I can't tell anybody what to do in their churches. But remember, we the church, we the people. And like Billy Graham said, the late Billy Graham said, or, you know, Dr. Graham said, is not all churches are perfect. And I agree. I agree 100%. But you can always kind of give them some kind of advice what you think about something, right? I mean, if you're, whether you're a member, visitor, whatever it may be. Okay, enough on my high horse on that. I probably rambled so much. Between mask and not seeing church choirs hardly anymore, it just gets a little frustrating. Okay, so that's just my thoughts. Let's just lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for a Monday. Father God, we just pray you watch over God and protect us. We're only 4 days away from celebrating your birthday, and every day is a celebration with you. Let us have a great Monday. Thank you for all you do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hey, don't forget, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. Also, check out my morning show on Eternity Ready Radio from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Monday through Saturday. All right. Hey, I love all you guys, regardless how I feel about things. I'm a human being, too. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network and Eternity Ready Radio. Remember that the sun does rise on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E. Have a great Monday. Bye for now.